Good morning once again, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us for another edition of the Daily Bread broadcast. This is your host, Marcus Brown, reporting. Well, welcome back, and this is the first Sabbath of the year 2024. And most folks would generally use this as a demarcation, or at least the year, to make resolutions, as they put it, you know, resolving to fix or to upgrade or to change or modify some challenge that they may have and to implement new things. Well, you and I are continuing the one we had before, and that is growing in faith. And today we're going to focus a little on increasing our faith. Now, what is faith? Well, faith is believing the promises of God. Now, how do you know what the promises of God are? Well, you have to read the Bible. They're scattered throughout the scriptures. And you read things in context, of course. But as you read, the Spirit of the living God will illuminate your mind and allow you to start to grasp certain personal revelation, personal knowledge, knowledge that God wants as for you. It is not private to you. It's in the scriptures, but it applies directly to you. And so the point is that as you're doing reading and developing and applying the ideas that you're reading with the intent to learn, and then you are going to apply what you learn, you find that you're going to become more advanced, you're going to grow, you're going to develop. And so we want to encourage you to continue to do that this year. And what are we doing this year? Well, we are going to focus on growing or increasing our faith. In other words, the level of faith that you had last year, no, it's not really going to take you to deal with the challenges that you may face this year. Why is that? Because God is going to lead you into more challenging circumstances where you're going to have to get back and realize, no, you can't do it by yourself. No, you need the Lord. Well, what are you going to do then? God is going to assist you as you go along, so you learn to walk with Him and apply yourself. You know, just want to mention, you remember Enoch? You know, he's one of the, one of the first ones really that actually walked by faith, but, you know, he lived many years ago. And the Bible says he was not, because the Lord took him. Well, what happened was that he developed himself to the point where he now was able to be translated from around the folks who were getting there, folks who were, out of hand, so to speak. In Genesis chapter 5, it says, Enoch walked with God, it says in verse 32, and after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. All the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. And then he goes on to list the rest of the patriarchs. Now my point though was that Enoch was developed to the point where he had a personal relationship with God. And he didn't have to go through the challenges that everybody else did. And so what I want to encourage you to recognize is that you also can have this personal relationship with God where you're going to develop, and a lot of the issues that others may face around you, you can circumvent them just by following the lead of the Spirit. We said in the last lesson, read it several places in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verse 38, and also in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 4, where it says, the just shall live by faith. So we are familiar with this concept. And you and I, if you've been listening to this broadcast for any period of time, you realize we are focusing primarily on faith. Without faith, you cannot please God. Do you want to please Him? Well, you need to operate in faith. You're going to have to live by faith. And so I'm going to mix all of this in to this morning as we study quickly in the brief time that we have. Now, in the book of, in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, it starts out by saying, now, faith is, and so as a definition here, is the substance of things hoped for. You have a hope, a desire. This is what you're gonna. This is what you desire. You want. You would like to have it. This is your goal, so to speak. The things you're hoping for. That's your goal. And it's the evidence of things hoped for. It's the substance, rather, of things. Faith is the substance. Now, let me make sure you get it right. Faith is the substance. It is substantive. It is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Well, the things that you desire, you can't see them. They may not exist in the physical realm yet. You prayed for them. It exists in the spirit realm. God is going to give it to you. Why? Because he promised it, and you're going based on his word. That's your evidence. That's your guarantee that God is going to do it. And so here it is. He says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. For by it, by what? By faith, the elders obtain a good report. Here it is again. It's going to list a lot of people who have gone on before us who operated in faith. Now, what did they do? Well, you can look at their example so you'll find out how you also can operate. But it's the evidence of things hoped for. Now, you and I want to hope for things. At least I hope you will this year, playing the words there. But you get the idea. You should be advancing. You know, there are a lot of folks who need prayer. The country needs prayer. The city where you live needs prayer. Your relatives or friends need prayer. Put them on your prayer list. Start praying about them. Praying that God would elevate them. God would turn their mind. God would open doors before them. God would draw them into the fold so that they can grow and develop and perform and do the things of God. The list goes on and on and on. It is endless. Now, I don't want you to pray for everything. I want you to pray, look at the list that God has given you in your sphere of influence so that you then can have an impact. And so he says, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. We weren't there in the beginning, but we believe the word of God that is written now. And initially, those were the writers. They had to rely on God to give them this revelation. Through faith, they get this information and they write it down. How did they get it? As the Spirit of God moved upon their heart and gave them the revelation. So by faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Notice the comparison now between Cain and Abel. You remember Cain, that's the one who killed his brother Abel. Well, why not? He just coveted him. He was doing it. And you're going to find folks are going to covet you just the same way. Why? Because you're doing things God's way. And so he obtained a witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it, he being dead, yet speaketh. In a sense, his words or his deeds really speak of what he has performed. Just like your words are going to, your deeds rather, will speak of what kind of person you are. By faith, it will show whether or not you are following God, yes or no. Do you keep the Sabbath? Do you keep his holy days? Do you appear before him when you're supposed to? Do you pray for others when they are not well? Do you pray for others to help them to do what is right and so on? By faith, all these things are done. And by faith, you then are showing really what you are made of, and therefore you are speaking in a sense about who and what you are. So by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. He had a testimony. Do you have a testimony? King David had a testimony. He's a man after God's own heart. He's always thinking about doing things God's way. Look at it now. Look at his example. Follow it. Always try to do things God's way. Verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please him, For he that comes to God must believe that he is, that God really exists, that he is for real, his promises are real, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Not haphazard, but those who are diligent and seek him. And then he goes on to give, for example, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. They didn't have rain at that time. Well, there's going to be a flood. Well, what is a flood? Well, God had to explain that to him. He accepted it. And so he moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which God condemned the world, and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. And so he comes and he's now operating and proving from his example that he had faith. When the Lord said, put pitch or tar, as we would call it today, a type of asphalt, glue, put it in the cracks in the when you make the wood. Why? So you keep the water out. He did it. Well, guess what? His boat didn't sink. And so that's what happened. Now, in the book of Luke, the 17th chapter, the disciples came to the Lord and they said, the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou replanted in the sea, and it should obey you. Notice that now. They're asking to increase their faith. Well, they had some, but they realized they weren't where they're supposed to be. And so they're asking for the increase. You and I know that there are higher levels and we can grow and develop more. And so we're going to ask God to increase our faith. And notice what Jesus' response was. If you have faith, and it uses a small, grain, as I said, as a grain of mustard seed, a small seed. If you have just a little bit, then you can do this. And what he's referring to is a big thing. So if we want to increase our faith, then we are going to have to do other things. We go beyond where we are. And this is why I'm saying now, this year going to be our focus where we are going to increase our faith. Now, how did they do that? They started to apply what they have, expand their vision. So how are you going to increase your faith? You're going to expand your vision. Make a list of the things that you're praying and asking God for. And ask him to go just a little beyond where you've been. You want to do this on a regular basis, so you're going to find that your faith is growing constantly. Don't just take things for granted. There are some who are trying to say, well, it's not going to get any better. Well, for other people, it may not. But for me, yes, it is. And for my family, yes, those who are listening, it's going to get better. Why? Because we're going to walk by faith. We're going to continue to increase our faith. We're going to ask the Lord to take us to higher levels. You're going to ask the Lord to take you to a higher level if you desire to grow in faith. And so that's what I want to encourage you to think about today. Gave you the foundation again. You understand what it is to operate in faith, but now you're going to go beyond that. Again, just a quick review. We are saying faith is believing the promises of God. He has given us many precious promises which we can receive by faith. There's an article we have, and we teach on it from time to time, about the seven promises of God, the seven areas in which God has promised that he will intervene if we come to him in faith. Seven promises of God. Everything that you and I need is listed and covered under that seven promises. You want to go ahead and get hold of it and read and study and pay attention. You just ask the Lord to develop you in those areas and you'll find that you'll go and grow and do more. So again, I want to encourage you to operate in faith this year, to continue to improve, to go beyond. There was a gentleman some years ago talk about ever increasing faith. Well, you want to be in that group. Ever increasing in faith. You want your faith to ever increase, continually increase, in other words. So with that in mind, I want to encourage you to study these scriptures. Read all of the book of Hebrews. If you didn't have time to read all of it, go back and look at those verses in Habakkuk, and also what I talked about in chapter 10 of the book of Hebrews. So we were mentioning a while ago Hebrews 11. Now we talk about just one verse in chapter 10. That's verse 38. And also the book of Luke, verses 5 through 6. Study these, apply them, and may God bless you, and we'll see you in the next lesson.